Should I introduce our group again? We are the Green Monkeys, and we are here to debate that drugs should be legalized in sports. It is a common misconception that steroids always have a negative effect on the human body. The reality of it is that steroids is almost exactly the same as regular testosterone. In an article by the Neurotic Educational Foundation of America, it states that anabolic steroids are synthetic chemical compounds designed to create certain known effects that the natural hormone testosterone causes in the human body. The difference is that it is a synthetic compound and that we can control the amount that is injected into our body. When people think of steroids, they think of bodybuilders that can lift as much weight as elephants. It is true that some steroids can aid in the process to become that strong. However, steroids can also be used to increase a person's healing time, aid in attaining a lean and healthy body, in addition to other beneficial advantages. Many famous people like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Lance Armstrong have taken steroids, and this adds to my point that steroids isn't just used to bulk up. Arnold Schwarzenegger did use steroids and did acquire a great deal of muscle mass. However, if we look at Lance Armstrong, we could never guess that he was accused of using steroids because he is very skinny and not as strong as Arnold Schwarzenegger was in his earlier days. Therefore, steroids can be used to help our bodies become healthier instead of just a bulky mass of muscle. My group and I are going to provide you with information that will prove that steroids can be used in a healthy way, as opposed to the belief that steroid usage always leads to diseases. And we are also going to give you the facts that show the beneficial side of steroids usage. Going back to my article, it says that developed in the 1930s, anabolic steroids were used to treat diseases in males whose bodies do not produce enough testosterone. These drugs are also used for conditions such as rare types of anemia and kidney disease. Many new anabolic steroids were made by changing the way chemicals were put together to certain effects that were stronger. Me and my group are going to go through a body that tells you what the benefits of steroids are and how there are physical benefits to using steroids, in addition to minimizing side effects. For the benefits of steroids, we are going to go over how it controls stress due to illness or injury, it controls the metabolism, in addition to controlling inflammation. Furthermore, we're going to provide you with the misconceptions about how steroid usage leads to anger. We are going to tell you also how the usage of steroids does not necessarily mean that you are going to get diseases or side effects if you take it in a manageable way. For instance, to minimize the side effects of steroids, there are certain steroids you can take, oral steroids, as opposed to taking injectable steroids, which go directly into your bloodstream and muscle mass. Furthermore, there is a process called cycling, where athletes use steroids for only a few weeks at a time, so the body does not grow a tolerance or get used to steroids. Therefore, you wouldn't need to increase the amount of steroids used during the process. And as our group speaks, I will come back to close the argument and the end.
Go ahead and cue my theme music.
Wheezy baby.
Alright, this is a negative side. We are against drugs in sports. I'm Christo Malakas. I'm the captain. Lauren Hall will be next. Then Tamandra Okamoto. Then Rebecca Err. And let's get it started. High paychecks for top athletes and pharmacological advances have combined to increase the popularity of performance-enhancing drugs in professional and Olympic sports in recent years. individual athletes face tough ethical choices about how to get ahead in the midst of all the cheating and gross pay bias amongst athletes, with cheaters often getting the biggest rewards. Almost every serious athlete who wishes to enhance muscular size and strength has had contact with some sort of performance-enhancing drug, whether it was direct or indirect. Anabolic steroid precursors have gained widespread popularity as ergogenic supplements. Advertisements for these supplements claim that they increase testosterone production and protein synthesis, resulting in increased lean body mass and strength during training. However, potential for serious side effects exist, and the popularity of these supplements continues to grow. We, the Negative Team, will provide you, the listeners, underlying principles for the claims regarding steroid precursors and compare these claims with data from scientifically controlled investigations. The most widely known drugs are called anabolic androgenic steroids, most commonly known as steroids. They are synthetic derivatives of testosterone that have been used by athletes for decades to increase their lean body mass, strength, and overall athletic performance. However, a number of side effects have been associated with this use. It is currently illegal to possess anabolic steroids without a prescription from a licensed physician. Although bodybuilders have been using steroids for some time, it was home run hitter Mark McGwire's well-publicized use that first brought them to the attention of the athletic community and public. While there are numerous precursor products on the market, the most popular are those containing dehydroepiandrosterone, DHEA, and the various forms of aldione and aldiol. The activities of heroes set an example to all of us, whether we realize it or not, and the corruption of sport, an activity upheld as the ideal challenge of human competition, is one we cannot allow to happen through drug abuse. In the long run, prompted by overambitious governments and greedy professionalism, the basest kind, sport may kill itself in parts or even as a whole. It may disintegrate into purely domestic competition, prompted perhaps by the separation and some believe the inevitable extinction of the Olympics games. This is indeed a long-term view. The important thing is that so far we have taken a long time to learn from our mistakes. A long time to say that doping is an activity that we really are prepared to discourage and penalize. If we can do that soon, we may in fact be holding off the end of organized international sport. The point is, must we really have yet another tragedy before we do something positive about it? We will provide you with a clear understanding about the current controversy of drugs and sports. Lauren's research will provide scientific evidence that drugs are dangerous and how an athlete has to deal with the many physical side effects involved when taking these drugs. Along with the physical side effects that steroids cause, there are many mental side effects as well. The increased testosterone level in the blood due to use of steroids are associated with masculine behavior and increased aggressiveness. Once a person stops taking steroids, they can experience dangerous withdrawal symptoms that Tamandra will further explain. But these drugs aren't just harmful to the athletes using them. It affects the athletes around them as well as the general public and our society. Finally, Becca will provide you with all the other dangers that are associated with the use of drugs in sports. Now I'll hand it over to the losing team. I mean, the other team.
All right. Hi, I'm Laura. I'm with the Green Monkeys. I'm the first argument for legalizing steroids in professional athletes. I'm talking about the benefits of steroids. Contrary to popular belief, steroids are not all bad. An amount of steroids are naturally produced by the body, and some are even prescribed by doctors in small doses to treat a plethora of health problems. Steroids are also used by a number of athletes to enhance their performance in competitive sports. So you may be wondering, what exactly are steroids? Steroids are naturally produced hormones derived from cholesterol and secreted by the gonads, adrenal cortex, and the placenta. These hormones travel through the bloodstream and react to receptor sites to promote normal growth and development. Such reactions naturally have physical and mental effects. Steroids naturally produced in the human body are used to control stress due to illness or injury, develop sexual characteristics during puberty, control metabolism, balance the amounts of salt and water in the body, control immune function, and control inflammation. Synthetic steroids are chemically similar to the ones produced by the body and have the same effects. Most steroids are synthetically derived from testosterone, the primary sex hormone of males produced in the testicles. Use of medicinal steroids began in the 1930s to treat males with diseases in which their bodies didn't produce enough testosterone. In 1935, steroids were discovered to help patients with severe cases of rheumatoid arthritis. It was found that these steroids remarkably decreased inflammation in swollen joints within a matter of just days. Today, doctors often prescribe steroids for a number of reasons. Most commonly used are anabolic steroids, which are chemical copies of natural hormones. These steroids are used to reduce symptoms of inflammation in people with conditions such as arthritis and asthma. There was recently a study done by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute's asthma, which showed that inhaled steroids vastly improve lung functions to individuals with persistent asthma. Steroids are very chemically similar to the hormones found in birth control, which are used by many women. Cortisone, which is a type of steroid that's also naturally found in the body, has made vast improvements in patients with arthritis. It is also used to treat allergies, tendinitis, and many skin conditions such as rashes and poison ivy. Steroids have also been used to treat rare cases of anemia, kidney disease, and increase strength in patients with HIV or AIDS. These prescribed types of steroids, which Nicole will discuss in more detail later, can have negative side effects, but the good often outweighs the bad. If steroids can be used to treat medical conditions, then they should also be allowed to be used to increase performance in professional athletes for entertainment value. From a strictly athletic standpoint, steroids are nothing but good news. Athletes who use steroids enhance their performance due to an increase in body weight, an increase in lean muscle mass, an increase in muscle size and strength, increase in production and protein synthesis, an increase in energy levels during the workouts, a decrease in body fat, and it also helps increase the speed of recovery time after an injury. If an athlete is seriously injured, they may have to sit out the whole season, but with the help of steroids, they can get back in the game much quicker. All of these effects help to increase an athlete's performance, which betters their careers as well as their lifestyles. Record-breaking athletes such as Barry Bonds and Mark McGuire have used steroids to increase their recovery time from injury and better themselves. Female athletes who use steroids have also noticed an increase in energy and self-esteem. Those factors can also enhance performance in competitive sports. People should have the right to reach their full potential, and if steroids help to reach it, why not? It is obvious that the benefits of steroids outweigh the side effects for professional athletes, so why are they still legal?
My name is Lauren Hall. I am the first argumenter for Mean and Clean. I'm going to rebuttal Laura's argument. To start off, in your debate, you talked about the corticosteroids, and I actually know that you can't use that while taking other drugs. So you said it can be used to treat other illnesses, but if you're using that for physical effects like decreasing inflammation and stuff, you can't use that while you're on any diabetic medications like insulin, if you're on any immunizations, if you're taking even like antacids, it's gonna mess up your system, so that shouldn't be allowed, that should still be banned, because that's dangerous. It's also hard to store this medicine. Due to the temperature it has to be stored at, little children can get to it. It's just not a good thing to have around. You also brought up that testosterone is produced naturally by the body, and that if it's taken orally, I mean, you don't need it. You don't need to take it. It'll create a hormone imbalance and have a lot of physical side effects that are bad for you. It's also hard to keep a regimented pill schedule and keeping by intaking testosterone. And once you increase the testosterone levels, the rest of your body is going to have a negative effect to that. And once you come off the testosterone, you're going to have more side effects. So it's just not a good thing. Even though it's produced naturally, it doesn't mean that you need to take more of it just for bulk. The only good physical effects you said were that you can get body bulk by it and increase muscle size, but obviously there's more negative side effects than just that. If you're saying that the only physical gains you get from it is decreasing body fat and increasing muscle mass, then it just doesn't seem worth it. You also said that Barry Bonds was taking steroids when actually he never tested positive for steroids, so I don't know where you're getting information from, but that's incorrect. I guess that would all I have to say, except that there's no need to take steroids, so ban it. To continue with my argument, to start off, there's been lots of sports organizations that have developed policies on sports supplements. For example, the National Football League, the NCAA, and the International Olympic Committee have all banned the use of steroids, ephedra, andro, many other drugs. And this is because athletes and competitors will face fines, ineligibility, and suspension from their sport by using, and this is for good reason. So in order to create a clear understanding about the current controversy of drugs in sports, I would like to introduce the idea that drugs are dangerous, and by using them, an athlete must have to deal with the many physical side effects. That's what I'll be talking about today, and our solution is just to ban drugs, to level the playing field, and just to keep our athletes healthy. Sports supplements and products are used to enhance athletic performance. They come in all types of forms, including vitamins, synthetic, man-made drugs, hormones like steroids, and most of them are available over the counter without prescription. This makes it easy for anyone to get these types of drugs, and without knowing how to use them, it can mess up with their body. Some people think that supplements help the body develop more muscle mass, increase strength, and build stamina, but in reality, they're really hurting the body, and I will list why. For example, anabolic steroids are a hormone to help the body build muscle tissue, increase muscle mass by promoting growth of skeletal muscles. But according to a drug study, steroids are similar to the male hormone testosterone, which is produced naturally in small amounts by guys' bodies and also in female bodies. But if it's naturally produced, you don't need any more, and by increasing your intake of testosterone, you create a hormone imbalance, which has many side effects. The unwelcoming serious side effects include high blood pressure, heart disease, liver damage, cancer, urinary and bowel problems, stroke, and blood clots, also sleeping problems. A person who takes steroids may develop bigger muscles, but he or she is also at risk for baldness and severe acne. At first, a person is taking steroids, they're going to be impressed with their muscle gain, of course, but that confidence is surely going to fade as soon as they start to get all these physical trade-offs due to steroid use. I mean, pretty soon you're going to become bald and have acne, but you may look buff. It just, the trade-offs aren't there. Research has also discovered that guys who take steroids can suffer from infertility, breast and nipple enlargement. They also will have problems with having an erection, which sucks. In addition, girls may find themselves with deeper voices, smaller breasts, menstrual problems, increase in facial and body hair, so basically they become more manly. And this is due to the hormonal imbalance. Because girls are increasing their testosterone levels, they just get more manly features. Also, teens who are injecting steroids, they can be using infected needles, and this puts them at risk for HIV or hepatitis. More physical drawbacks of taking anabolic steroids include you can rupture junctions, you can there's a disease called gynecomastia, which is caused by the hormonal imbalance by testosterone and estrogen in the body. There's hypogonadism, which is the inability to produce testosterone and sperm, or both at the same time. This is due to the testosterone deficiency. There can be effects in coagulation, lipids, and lipoproteins. There's also a condition that can cause a block in your bowel excretion from the liver, and that becomes blocked. It's very painful. You can get skin disease, hypertension, and this means that you will have stroke or heart attack. There's many drawbacks, and in the end, they don't outweigh just getting muscle mass. So instead of using supplements, use your own natural ability and skill, and performance-enhancing drugs should be banned because of this. We have our own genetics and skill to use.
All right. I'm Laura. I'm back to review. First of all, you were talking about the mixture of steroids with other drugs. A lot of drugs don't mix well together. That's why the doctor selects which drugs you should use. And if a doctor decides that you should benefit from steroids, then that should be an option that you should be allowed to have. While steroids have some negative side effects, they also have some positive ones. Not all steroids are bad. Many negative side effects depend upon which types of steroids are being used. Researching steroid types and uses can decrease the amount of negative side effects the user will have. cycling can also be used to reduce side effects. Cycling steroids alternates the use, provides for drug-free periods. This is done to reduce tolerance development, reduce occurrence of adverse levels, and ensure peak performance during competition. You also talked about the safety of steroids. Legalizing steroids would make them safer because they would be easier to control. Doctors could be more involved in how people are using steroids. Steroids aren't going to go away. Legalizing them would make them safer. You also mentioned leveling the playing field. If steroids were legal, then everyone would be using them probably, and that would also keep the playing field level. So now I'm going to pass it on to Nicole for the second argument for the Green Monkeys.
Okay, my name's Nicole, and I'm going to be talking about the link between mental health and steroids. And basically, the news on steroids isn't all that bad, as Kevin Plancher, MD, who's a leading New York area orthopedist, he's an orthopedic surgeon, and he caters to the U.S. ski and snowboard teams, and he's saying that steroids aren't that bad, then I think that's a pretty good source. So much of the current confusion over these drugs basically comes from the fact that the term steroid has a negative connotation, and it's used to describe a lot of synthetic drugs that affect the hormone levels in the body. So legally, steroids are usually used to treat a whole bunch of different medical conditions. Good steroids, which are cortisone-based steroids, which Laura was talking about, differ a little bit from anabolic steroids, but they still basically do the same thing, because steroids of all kinds still share basically the same thing. So cortisone-based steroids are used after orthopedic surgery to help with anti-inflammation effects, and also can be used in like topical creams and oral applications to help with rashes and skin disorders. And usually in sports, there's a lot of stuff going on where athletes have to go and get orthopedic surgery or get wrapped or anything. And to make the swelling go down, they usually do take steroids. So even anabolic steroids can be used for good uses. And though they have a slightly more limited scope of use in the United States, they still do help. People who contract HIV, AIDS, or chronic wasting disease, people who lose a lot of weight and aren't allowed, they can't put it back on no matter how much they eat, is they're often diagnosed with anabolic steroids so that they can put on lean muscle mass, and that helps them out a lot. So even though there's a lot of stuff going on with steroids and the negative effects, there's we have to stress the fact that anytime a patient is taking any kind of steroid, they should be monitored by a physician. There's a lot of controversy going on with the fact that athletes are taking steroids, and the danger comes from the fact that they aren't looked after by doctors. They just take a lot of steroids, and then they take them for the effects, and no matter what happens, you know, usually a lot of them do have negative problems. So a lot of the symptoms that do occur with heavy anabolic dosage are less likely to occur if a doctor is managing the quality, duration, and dosage of the steroid therapy. And the key to successfully using any medication is to use the smallest dose. So depending on like your body type and what you're doing, doctors can regulate the amount of anabolic steroids that come into the athlete. So at Harvard in 1990, they did a comparison of 30 male current anabolic steroid users and 23 previous users and 40 non-users. And after that study, they failed to demonstrate any significant difference between the three groups with regard to aggression and hostility. And even though they were monitored for several months and they incorporated two cycles of the drug use, they still didn't really find that much of a difference. The only difference they've ever found in aggression steroids is with animals, and humans aren't really hamsters, so I don't see why there should be a correlation between the two. So there's been a lot of studies done, but they haven't been really able to replicate the athletes' use of them because they use so much of the drug that a lot of the studies are fraught with difficulty, and it's very hazardous to use that much of the drug. So if doctors are prescribing them and they're able to regulate the amount, then it wouldn't be as dangerous to the athlete. So you can talk about like all kinds of like performance enhancing aids for sports. I mean, you can talk about blood doping or you can talk about steroids, but no matter what's going on, it's just better if it's regulated. So that's about it.
All right, I'm Tamandra from Clean and Mean, and I'm going to be giving the rebuttal to Nicole's argument. My opponent first brought up the point that steroids are not bad for you because they are vital in all medicine. Yes, for corticosteroids this may be true, but corticosteroids are not a performance-enhancing drug that athletes misuse and abuse. Corticosteroids are used to lessen swelling, redness, itching, and allergic reactions. This may seem beneficial to an athlete, let's say, who has sprained his ankle and is out of the game for 3 weeks, but it may also be harmful to the athlete. The use of corticosteroids is to reduce his swelling, and it'll make him seem like his recovery time has been cut in half, but the truth is, even if the swelling has gone down in half the time, it does not mean that the injury is healed in half the time, too. The misguided athlete or coach may psych themselves out and think that just because the swelling is gone that the athlete is ready to go out and play in just a week. The mental misconception may result in a chronic injury and leave the athlete on the sidelines for the rest of the season. According to the White House drug policy, it states that the systematic use of corticosteroids may produce mood changes and euphoria. Therefore, even though corticosteroids may appear harmless, they still have negative mental effects on the people that use them. Next, my opponent discussed the misinterpretation that all steroids cause aggression. Yes, it may be a misinterpretation, but the studies and real-life examples are there to prove that steroids can do and that steroids can and do cause aggression. Even though it is not a fact that every single person who takes steroids is going to act out aggressively, there should still be a law making steroids illegal in sports because there are enough instances where steroid users have caused harm to themselves or others, and I personally do not think that we should take severe acts of aggression, suicide, and murder lightly, no matter how little the numbers are. It was also stated that people are not aggressive from the drug itself, but the withdrawal is what causes the aggression, and the symptom is common with all substances such as alcohol and prescription painkillers. It is true that aggression from steroids is common once an athlete has stopped taking them, but that still is a risk to the athlete himself and the people around him. Same goes for alcohol and prescription painkiller aggression. This is why alcohol has always has a label on it that says drink responsibly, and prescription painkillers are prescribed for a reason. Yes, maybe the people taking these drugs and drinking are a little more likely to act out aggressively because they use unsafe ways to escape their psychological problems, but still doesn't mean that it's okay. There are plenty of healthy and safe ways to take care of a person's psychological problems other than the use of drugs and alcohol. And same goes for an athlete's mental issues when they're not on steroids. If an athlete feels he cannot compete well because he is not as big or as strong as someone else, steroids are not the answer. There's a wonderful profession out there called sports psychology that dedicates itself to understanding the mentality of athletes and safely being able to mentally prepare and pump them up for a game. Therefore, there's still no reason to let steroids be legal in sports.
Okay, now I'm going to be giving the second argument for clean and mean. Along with all the negative physical side effects that Lauren mentioned earlier, there are just as many negative mental side effects that steroids cause. The increased testosterone levels in the blood due to the use of steroids are associated with masculine behavior and increased aggressiveness. Other behavioral side effects of steroids include euphoria, confusion, sleeping disorders, pathological anxiety, paranoia, and hallucinations. Once a person stops taking steroids, the withdrawal symptoms consist of aggressive and violent behavior, mental depression that can lead to suicidal behavior, mood changes, and in some instances, acute psychosis. It is apparent that the use of steroids is not only dangerous to the physical body, but they are extremely dangerous to the mind and the mental state of an athlete. It is exceedingly important to make sure that athletes have a healthy and controlled mental state, whether they are out on the playing field, in the training room, or at home with their families. This is why I feel that the use of steroids should be illegal in all competitive sports. Anabolic steroids were made to physically enhance an athlete in his or her performance. Steroids have also seemed to give an athlete a greater mental and competitive edge because their confidence level tends to increase when they see themselves as bigger and a stronger competitor. This in turn psychologically makes them more capable of performing well. However, their attempt to increase their mental and competitive edge comes at a great cost to themselves and people around them. Today I'll be focusing on five specific mental effects that steroids cause. These effects include mood swings, aggression, murder, suicide, and depression caused by drug dependency. When taking anabolic steroids, there is a loss of inhibition and a lack of judgment with mood swings or pretentious ideas. Prolonged users of steroids become suspicious, quarrelsome, impulsive, and even more aggressive. In a case study of 20 weightlifters taking anabolic steroids and 20 controls, all 40 were given a self-administered questionnaire and interview. The questionnaire showed an increase in psychotic features in the steroid users, including paranoid thoughts, depression, increased hostility, and aggression. Increased aggression seems to be one of the most prominent mental effects during and after the use of steroids. In fact, one of the earliest papers written on psychological effects due to the use of steroids reported that out of 32 weight-trained men who used performance-enhancing drugs, 56% of them had more frequent episodes of anger, which were of greater intensity and duration, and they had a more hostile attitude towards others. Some people that use steroids have such severe aggression that it is better known as roid rages. These severe effects manifest when their aggressive feelings increase to the extent that violent and hostile behavior develops. These rages can result in property damage, assaults, marriage breakups, domestic violence, self-injury, and even murder. In December of 2005, Craig Titus and Kelly Ryan were accused of murdering their personal assistant when her body was found in the trunk of Craig's incinerated car. They both received life in prison, and many feel that steroids were to blame for their aggressive and hostile actions because both of them were bodybuilders who actively took steroids. Along with murder, steroids have also been blamed for suicidal actions of athletes. In May of 2005, three high school kids, one from Texas and two from North Carolina, committed suicide by hanging themselves or shooting themselves in the head. All were varsity athletes on their high school's teams, and their family members and health officials feel that their on and off use of steroids was to blame for their actions since none of the kids had any reason to end their life otherwise. During and even more so the active use of steroids, depression and drug dependency become a major mental problem to athletes. In 1994, a controlled study was made with 88 athletes who used anabolic steroids and 68 controls. 25% of the athletes showed evidence of drug dependence and 23% showed signs of depression. Depression is commonly shown by athletes, especially after they stop using steroids, because they miss the feeling of ecstasy induced by the drugs. Athletes, especially bodybuilders, experience withdrawals because they lose their improved body image and their enhanced physique shrinks away, which makes them very likely to be driven back to taking steroids again. And once they start a pattern of going on and off steroids, they have an even harder time quitting in the future. It seems that after all the studies that have been done on steroids and how they have such a profound negative effect on a person's mental state, and after all the instances of steroid users acting out violently on themselves or others, it would be ridiculous to allow steroids to be legal in sports. It may seem like a rigorous and tedious process to filter drugs out of sports by having to test the athletes on a regular basis, but it seems that all of the time and effort that would be put into banning steroids would be worth saving athletes and their loved ones from severe mood swings, aggression, depression, murder, suicide, and addiction. I feel that it is very important that everyone become more educated on the negative effects that steroids can cause, not only physically, but mentally. For all of these reasons, I feel that performance-enhancing drugs should be illegal in sports.
Okay, my name's Nicole, and I'm going to be doing the rebuttal for Tamandra's argument. Okay, you talked about how people who take steroids become more masculine because of the increased levels of testosterone in their bodies. Basically, I think anybody who's about to take steroids has done enough research to know that they're going to get masculine, and that's probably not going to bother them. So you also talked about the side effects that drugs that the anabolic steroids give you, and the side effects, the aggression, the other things, like mentally, like sickness type side effects, are similar to a lot of any legal medications you can take. I mean, like, heartburn medication will give you upset stomach and other feelings that you'd, like, you could accredit to the medication. About the safety issue, I think steroids are only unsafe because they aren't regulated in any form. And there's no lie, like, anabolic steroids are really powerful and they don't grow your muscles, only you get high and you get energy and enthusiasm and everything. But people who are taking them, they know that they want to take the steroids and they want to become big bodybuilders, but they, like, they aren't really sure what they're getting into. Like, if some guy passes you a needle in the locker room and it's like, here, shoot up, this will make you big, you know, you're probably going to take it if you want to do that. So they're not going through the doctors and they're not doing it the legal way. So if you do go through doctors, then it probably is a lot safer in anything. And usually athletes are highly stressed and they are more prevalent to mental things because you've got kids in high school that have a lot of stress about college, they've got stress about making varsity and all kinds of stuff, and adolescents aren't really the kind of people that should be taking steroids in the first place. Trained athletes and trained doctors working together will make it okay for athletes to use steroids. So about the whole drug dependency thing with mood and them wanting to get back into it after they've been on it, that's going to happen with anything. I mean, if you want to look into it, like, you can differentiate the fact that steroids aren't marijuana or anything. But if you want to talk about drug dependency, there's a lot of, like, people who, if you run into somebody at a bar who's drunk, they might be aggressive. If they have smoked pot for a long time and cut it off and they decide they're not going to do it anymore, they might become aggressive. If they took crystal meth and damaged the serotonin pathways in their brain, that's going to make them more aggressive. So it doesn't really matter, like, what you're doing. If you take somebody off a drug really fast, they're going to be more angry. And the kind of people who are really going to take anabolic steroids are usually super hyper-competitive, and they want to get bigger and stronger. So those people are probably more predisposed to become aggressive in the first place. So if you have doctors, and if they can test for things like ADD, they can test for if you're going to be prone to roid rages. So if they do it legally, and if they make it okay for people to take it in sports, then I bet there's going to be a lot more control on it, and people who are prone to aggressive behavior and stuffing their car and blowing it up with other people, they're not going to let those people have access to steroids. So also, adolescents shouldn't be allowed to use steroids because their brains aren't fully developed as much as adults are. And I think that if you're a normal adult and you take steroids for a little while, it's probably not going to do as much damage as you were if you were an adolescent. So if you're tested for psychiatric problems and if you're tested for anything else and if it's gone about in a legal way, it's not going to be as dangerous. So that's my rebuttal.
I'd like to point out that you're exactly correct. That's why drugs are illegal, because they have side effects. Marijuana, if you get off it, you have side effects. That's why it's illegal. Whole point. You just proved us. Thank you.
However, I want to rebuttal that and say, yes, marijuana is illegal. However, it's not in Amsterdam, but we're going to leave that aside and say painkillers can also be addictive, so much so as other drugs. And if you cut them off of that, they might become aggressive too. So it doesn't matter what is legalized or not. It's just that we're trying to figure out why steroids should become legalized in sports.
All right, my name is Nang. I'm about to go talk about minimizing the side effects. Many of the people who suffer the major side effects are the people who abuse steroids, people who take so much to get bulked up as much as they could. Obviously, taking so much of steroids is going to do a bad thing for your body. But what happens when you drink too much alcohol? What happens? You guys, what happens?
You get wasted.
What else?
Buzz. I don't know.
You get alcohol poisoning, right?
I'm underage. I don't drink.
you want to stay. Don't say that. But you get alcohol poisoning. Your liver could get damaged, right? What happened? You smoke too much cigarettes. Lung cancer.
Up.
Exactly. What happened? Too much water. You can get water intoxication. You could die from that. So obviously, everything in too much proportions are going to be bad for you, even if they're good or bad. So, there's two types of steroids. There's oral and injectable ones. The injectable steroids they don't harm your liver because they don't have to go through a digestive system like the oral ones. So if they legalize steroids, you don't have to have the oral steroids, which harm your body more. You can take the injectable ones. On top of that, there's dozens different types of steroids. Some have major effects along with bad effects for your body, but you don't have to use the ones that are super strong. You can use the ones that give you some improvement along with a low side effect. And there's the dosage. You don't have to take as much as bodybuilders. They're freaking nuts. That's their job. They have to get super buff. That's all they do. If you're going to be a football player, like a wide receiver, you're not going to bulk up so where you're like 300 pounds because you're not going to be running that fast. You're going to be using steroids as an aid to help to heal yourself, increase your recovery time, treat arthritis. Also, the time you're on it, bodybuilders use it for a long time. Other athletes, they won't use it. They won't be depending on the steroid as much because they don't need to depend on it. And plus the side effects also depend on your gender, age, and health. When you're young, if you're in high school and you're using steroids, your brain is still developing, your whole body is still developing. Obviously, it's not a smart idea to use steroids at that age. That's why when you have regulations, you have an age limit, you have the amount of dosage you can use, the type, when to take it. Doctors will give you the shot. You don't go to the back of an alley and take the shot from some stranger. You're going to go to some recognized hospital with a doctor with a real degree instead of some guy with a sticker on his shirt saying, "Hi, my name is John." I have a a person who used steroids, and you guys might know him, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Who?
Arnold. Oh, you don't know the governor, man?
I don't know
that yet. He was quoted saying, "I never took an overdosage. I took them under a doctor's supervision once a year, 6 to 8 weeks before competition. I was always checked and careful, and I never had any side effects." And this was in January 1988. This was 18 years ago. 18. How old is he now? 40-something? And he's the governor? 60. 60-something, maybe?
Yeah,
I don't know. He's up there. He's okay. He's walking around the country talking about taxes, all that good chunk. And then in 1996...
He's California.
In 1986, he was interviewed by the Los Angeles Times. And he goes, "I have no health problems, no kidney damage, or anything like that from using them." So obviously, if he had those benefits without having those side effects, it's an option out there that people can also use it. Arnold used a method called cycling, where you go on steroids for a few weeks and then you cycle off. That means for 7 weeks, you just take steroids and then you'll stop. And then you have to take them again unless you need to. This way, your tolerance doesn't increase. So that way, your testosterone and your testes don't stop being produced. And that way, there won't be any shrinkage because they're still being produced. And after you stop cycling, you can, if necessary, you can take anti-estrogen pills. That way, you don't grow, you know, the extra tissue around your chest for males. And also, you can take drugs that stimulate your testosterone production if necessary. If they choose to legalize it in the professional leagues, they'll have doctors who will administer the shots, check your body every day, and at first sign of side effects, you can just stop the treatment. You don't have to take it throughout pain and everything. You can just stop. And the reasons athletes might take it doesn't have to be just to bulk up. Like I said, you don't want a receiver that's like 300 pounds, that's full of muscle. You want athletes that can still run around, be quick, because the more muscle mass you have, the more you compensate in speed. And in addition to that, when you hit the professional level on athletes, muscle isn't everything. You still need skills, right? Is Barry Bonds is still an athlete, still a good athlete?
He's not getting another Golden Glove.
But still, but is he still good?
Not hitting home runs anymore. He just hit his first one not too long ago. It took him a while.
Okay, what about
fielding? Mm-hmm.
If you were, how tall are you?
6'3".
So that means you could play corner, safety in the NFL, right?
Or
you
can corner, I'd be big.
All right, you can go to the basketball, NBA too, right? But why? Why aren't you there?
Because I didn't work hard enough.
And what else?
No, I'm good.
Are you really good?
Yeah, I got skills.
You do?
Yes.
All right.
I'll dunk on you all night.
I'm 5 feet tall, man.
Exactly.
Man, I'll cover you still. Give me some steroids. I got you. But, yeah. So steroids should be legalized. But if they're regulated and properly administered to other athletes. Go ahead.
All right. So you're saying that regulating drugs is going to keep athletes using them in the right, correct amounts for their health? Well, once everyone starts using the whatever steroids, performance-enhancing drugs of their choice, say everyone in baseball starts using them. Okay, it's just like when your body starts taking a drug. Like you said, your body gets acclimated, it adjusts. So you no longer have to take the same amount to get the same result. You have to take more and more to get the same result. Same kind of idea when you get the drugs in the professional leagues. Everyone's taking them, and so what the amount that you, the safe legal amount that you took before that was giving you a benefit, you don't get that benefit anymore because everyone else has it too. So now everyone's just the same as they were when they weren't taking them. Okay, so why are they even legal in the first place if it's the same as when you didn't have them?
Are you done?
No, I've still got more. Don't worry. Don't worry. And also, there was another previous argument saying how because a doctor prescribes them, suddenly we're going to know much. Everyone will know, be perfectly informed about the side effects. Come on, really. When a doctor prescribes, know all the side effects of every drug they prescribe you. Do you go and read through that list of the little thing that comes with the pharmacist? Probably not. You take your medicine out and you throw it away. All right? And another previous argument was talking about how the certain steroids are used to help heal athletes from injuries. Guess what? Those are allowed. The cortisone to help reduce inflammation. I know two people that were on my team, a Division I NCAA team, that took cortisone shots during season. They're allowed to. You go to your trainer, you talk to people, you can get that shot to help heal your injury. The drugs that help with asthma, I took those last year to help me with when I was sick with exercise-induced asthma. You're allowed to take certain steroids for health benefits to help you get better. And for most of that argument, it is about using steroids in the regular world for medicinal reasons for people that aren't involved in professional sports. Those are allowed. We're not saying those should be banned. We're talking about performance-enhancing drugs like EPO and steroids that are, androgynous steroids that are strictly for performance-enhancing, not for health benefits. And there's also some comment about improving self-esteem for female athletes taking drugs. That was, I think, in our first argument. I don't think that's going to help their self-esteem at all because half the women that I know in sports are, it's a huge issue that a lot of women don't want to lift weights and do things because they're going to get bulk up and not be feminine anymore. And they face all the criticism from everyone around there that they're not women anymore. They get made fun of. They are called men. Our team does it of all the other girls on other teams that look like they use steroids, we make fun of them. So that's not going to help their self-esteem. They're going to be more self-conscious. It's the way women are. And let's see. Oh, and also that there is something about getting hurt and taking a year off because you're injured, but taking certain steroids could help you get better faster. Missing a year is not that big of a deal. It's called a medical red shirt. You can come back just like you never missed that year. So.
All right, first of all, wait. First of all, if a woman chooses to take steroids, she's going to know what she's getting into.
It's not your rebuttal.
Yeah.
She has to do her argument.
You can counter rebuttal, though.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
just,
can.
Just go for it.
But they know what they're getting into. They know they're going to get manly. Because women bodybuilders, they know what they're getting into. That's what they want. They have an option to take. We're not saying they have to take it. You have an option to take it. We're just legalizing. You're not forcing every athlete to take it. It's here, you can take this if you want. And when you go to the doctors, they tell you what the side effects are.
Don't be getting by argument here.
Not everyone.
If they're serious enough to harm you, they will inform you of the side effects.
They'll tell you.
The minor ones in long term, they won't affect you.
Is it my counter rebuttal?
I'm recountering.
But you're talking about how your body builds a tolerance, right? Yeah, that's why you cycle. You cycle on, then you cycle off. That way your body returns to normal levels again. Like, same thing, when you take antidepressants, right? You'll start off with a low dosage and your body gets used to it, but when you try to end your session, that's for the desired effect. But your session is, you'll reduce your dosage back down to return your body levels to the same place again. So they can do the same thing with steroids.
That's for the desired effects, for the bulking up, for the getting buffer ones. Say, take cigarettes for an example. If you cycle cigarettes, maybe you're not as addicted because you're cycling, and so the nicotine doesn't have the same effect on you. But the dangerous side effects, like, I don't know, lung cancer, smoking just one cigarette is going to give you that negative side effect. It doesn't matter if you smoke a pack every 7 months.
So you're saying if I smoke one cigarette right now, I'll have lung cancer for sure?
No, but it's a chance. You're increasing your chance.
If you smoke one cigarette right now, over time, yes, that's when you cut your time on the steroids short.
They're going to take the steroids routinely over time, and it'll work.
You don't have to, though. Yeah. You don't have to. You're not forced to. Even options.
Okay, let me do my argument, and I'll tell you how the athletes are forced.
Let's get her argument in. We can talk about this at the end.
Okay. Here's my argument. All right. This is, we need these rules to protect athletes. So, cheating, to violate rules deliberately, as in a game. It happens all the time in sports. Soccer players slide tackling to take out a player instead of the ball, face masking or roughing the passer in football, grabbing suits and kicking off in water polo, and many more in just about any sport you can imagine. These actions are considered cheating because they break the rules that forbid them. Why are these rules established if they're only going to be broken? To protect the players and the quality of the game. Here's an example from water polo. When the game was just getting started, there weren't that many rules. There were no rules about holding your opponent underwater. You could keep them under as long as you want when they had the ball. If they drown, well, shoot, they should have given up the ball and they'd be fine. Kicking off, no problem. You could do that all you wanted. But your opponent got broken ribs and other internal injuries. Needless to say, before proper rules were instated, athletes died. In soccer, if someone slide tackles you instead of the ball, it can result in a broken ankle, leg, or a ruined knee. Football, picture this. You're running full speed in one direction with the ball. Then out of nowhere, someone grabs your face mask and jerks it around the other way. Well, I'm pretty sure a good thing, something that can happen from that is a broken neck. And there's also rules to help protect athletes from themselves. In synchronized swimming, there's rules about how long during a routine a swimmer is allowed to be underwater. Because if it is up to them, they'd try and do the most fantastic thing and try and be underwater for so long, they'd end up drowning themselves. Same thing in swimming. In swim competition, you're only allowed to swim underwater for so long after you push off the wall or dive into the pool. Obviously, drowning can be a result of that. There's a thing called shallow water blackout syndrome, which means a swimmer or someone can black out while they're still swimming if they're underwater, and they'll still be demonstrating, they'll still be moving like they're swimming, and so it looks like they're doing fine, but really they passed out a while ago and they're suffering from oxygen deprivation, and people have died from that. Without these rules, these games would be very dangerous for the athletes that compete in them. If we left the fans, obviously don't really care. The injuries and possible deaths that are a result of the lack of rules are probably more exciting and spectacular for them. So why should we let them make up the rules? If it's up to the fans, we'd probably end up with something like the ancient Rome and the gladiators. After all, look how many people love and enjoy the extreme fighting that consists basically of two people beating the crap out of each other with no rules. And look what happens. Broken bones, ribs, everything. So that's why we have the rules, protect the athletes. In each of these examples of cheating that I mentioned above, they give the athlete an advantage over their opponent, but we don't let them do it simply for the sake of the more spectacular plays that are the result. If we use that logic with other types of cheating, why don't we use it with performance-enhancing drugs in sports? Just like any other rule, athletes need one outline the use of performance-enhancing drugs for their own safety. Safety from themselves and from those who strongly influence them. Because, as mentioned in previous arguments, by Tamandra and Lauren, that performance-enhancing drugs have very serious negative side effects, some of which are death. Why do athletes need protection from themselves? They're competitive people by nature. They wouldn't be any good if they had no drive to win, to be better than everybody else. If they did not push and hurt themselves in training, they would not be good athletes. Part of becoming a good athlete is hurting yourself and doing things that aren't fun. You think training for hours on end every day and waking up painfully sore and not being able to walk the next morning is any fun? Athletes want to be the best, no matter what. That same thing that drives them to train hard and push themselves to the edge is what drives them to cheat. Sometimes in ways like grabbing suits, jerseys, using lightweight bats, or waiting the front of a sled. You know the movie, the Jamaican bobsled guys?
Cool Runnings.
Yeah, Cool Runnings, where the coach movie. Where the coach waits the front of his sled. He wanted to win. That's why he did it. It's no different with performance-enhancing drugs. Athletes want to be the best, and to be the best, they do whatever it takes, even if it means taking drugs. Many medalists in the Olympics have been stripped of their medals because of failed drug tests. Even when they don't get that medal stripped from them, it doesn't mean they're not using. 24 American athletes who won Olympic medals from 1988 to 2000 previously tested positive for banned drugs, said U.S. Olympic officials. Current belief is that a certain baseball player has attained his level of fame and batting success due to a little something extra he's been taking. The leaven drug animals. Irish show jumper Kane O'Connor's horse, Waterford Crystal, tested positive for banned substances after receiving a gold medal. Without these rules, athletes will use drugs to overcome their competition. They need rules to help keep them in control and protect them from their competitive nature that drives them to win at any cost. Athletes don't always use the drugs just to be the best and the brightest. They do it just to keep up with the pack or just to make it into the pros or barely get along. In cycling, there are indications that the most rampant doping takes place in the amateur ranks, where riders are desperate to make the pros. In the past few years, literally dozens of European amateurs have dropped dead from suspicious causes, some as young as 20 years old. The moment you dope, you become 10 times more professional, says busted British cyclist David Miller. You say this is no longer sport, this is my job. Sprinter Kelly White, a Balco client, says that she only started using drugs after a rival began using them and beating her. To beat them, you have to join them. Athletes don't always decide on their own that they want to start doping. Usually, it's because of the influence of a team trainer, doctor, teammate, or coach. In my own personal experience as an athlete at Division I level, you do what your coach tells you, or you may be off the team, or just not play at all. If your coach decides that you need to lose weight, you start the diet. This is not just for teams that need to make weight class like wrestling or rowing. If you need to lose weight, you don't play. If you don't lose the weight, you don't play. When we are injured or sick, we ask our trainer. So basic, that means we do what our coach tells us. So if a coach suggests you should start taking drugs, you take them. Trainers, we don't know the list of all the banned substances. They tell us what we are allowed to take and what not. So it's easy for them to slip something in when we don't know. Dr. Gary Wilder, a noted steroids and sports medicine who traveled with U.S. tennis team, he says he saw how athletes are influenced by those around them and that they do what they're told because they don't know much better. Pressure can also come from teammates. They view someone as the weakest link, and they convince that person that they need to do better or they're bringing down the team. In 2003, Tour de France, Spanish cyclist Jesus Manzano collapsed on roadside, deathly ill because, as he later admitted, a bad blood transfusion, a doping technique used in endurance sports, because his team told him he had to, that he should do it or they're going to lose because of him. There's also instances where the government forces athletes to take the drugs without their knowing. One such example that has already happened is East Germany in the Olympics, where young Olympians were given medically dangerous amounts of steroids without their knowledge. A form of criminal medicine was enlisted in pursuit of excellence at any cost. As shown as examples above, doping, I'm finished almost, is not always the choice of an athlete. Even when it is their choice, they are often influenced heavily by those around them, their competition, advisors, governments, and the fans who urge them to perform beyond their capabilities. They need rules against doping as protection from others and from their own inherent competitive nature that drives them.
Can you repeat that part about the last part, the athletes who took a high dosage real quick?
The cyclist?
Yeah.
No. She doesn't need to.
She collapsed deathly ill because...
No, the team that took an overdosage from the coach, or high dosage from the coach. The team that was given a high dosage of steroids.
She doesn't need to. You should be paying attention.
You should have been listening.
Okay, well, anyways, obviously, if you take an overdosage, you're going to die from any drug. Dude, seriously. You have to take everything in moderate form.
Like I said in my rebuttal, though, people aren't going to do that once everyone
when you have doctors,
them.
They do. You can't...
After the point that they start taking more than the...
You can switch, switch drugs.
Once everyone is taking the certain amount that's legal, they get that, and then they go around the doctors to get more, so they get better than everyone else.
You can't, well, it's not their fault. They're cheating the law. I mean, we're regulating
that's
it.
What they're doing now.
And first of all, you're talking about cheating, right? Who controls cheating? Who? On the field, who? The refs, right? Right? Mm-hmm. So they call, when they have a face mask, they call a flag, right?
Yeah.
When they pull a swimmer underwater, they call a penalty, right?
Usually.
Usually. So that means doctors will be the referees and when they're taking steroids, right? They will have people monitoring. It's not like they're going to take them, like, in the corner. Do you know what I mean? It's... going to be regulated as much as
yeah,
as much
that's
as
what
possible.
We're saying they should be regulated more. They're still going to go around them when they're regulated. It's not going to magically get rid of the problem. It's still going to be there. So
but
we
it's going to help athletes so they don't take them in the corner in the dark by themselves. They'll save lives, dude. It's not like
but they're going to take them around the corner when they want
with
more
pain pills. Pain pills get prescribed, but people go around the doctors and they go on the side and try to get more pain pills.
They can do that with anything. They can do that with anything. But when you're legalizing, you're at least you're regulating at least most of the people taking them.
But they're still on the side when you try to when you ban it.
Just as many people going around.
When you ban it, there's more protection against it.
There's going to be just as many people going around the side.
When you legalize, there's more protection because people are being monitored every day.
But
when you're being monitored every day, your health is going to be checked, right? Your health is going to be checked, right? Right?
But again, we're going on morals. Who thinks it's unfair to do this, do that? If you want to cure yourself from pain, you take like painkillers like the doctor describes. You can like overdo anything. Even taking water, you can die. It's like, don't try and speak for people saying it's unfair that they're going to cheat when you don't know what they're thinking. And the athletes that want to just gain muscle mass will take it so they don't overdo or hurt themselves. I think it's not in their best interest to kill themselves in the end.
No, it's not in their best interest, but what if those instances you use to get rid of pain for an individual, those are all for an individual that, yeah, I want to have less, they don't say, I want to have less pain than that guy over there. In sports, it's competitive. It's not all for your own. You do it because you want to be better than everyone else. So you're not going to do it for your own individual thing. You're going to take the drugs because you want to be better than someone else.
Yeah, but if you're informed on it...
All right, we're going a little too long. Let's get to our conclusion.
If you're informed on it, you know how much to take. When a doctor tells you to take 1 milligram of it, you know that if you take more, you have a chance of causing yourself diseases. But for now, we're going to start our conclusion.
Yes. Arnold's okay, too. He's alive still.
But he has mental problems from the stairs because he's fucking up California. Go ahead, close it.
And that's a proven fact, though. All right. So in conclusion, I am Khashoggi Yousefi. I am back to close our statements. I wanted to just go over some of the main details that we've been debating over tonight. And that's cheating in sports. How is it cheating when all it does is increase your physical features? It in no way increases your skills. And okay, let's go a little bit over and say that increases your confidence. But that you can increase your confidence just by going to a psychologist. Moreover, you guys stated that steroids are dangerous and have side effects. And that legalizing them will not be the smartest thing to do. However, if you legalize it, doctors can help the people out, monitor them by taking steroids, and tell people why or why not they should take steroids in the first place. Hormone imbalances, of course, there are going to be hormone imbalances, but there are many ways to come back and balance it out, like taking estrogen pills to balance out the testosterone. And you guys stated that steroids cause anger because of addiction. Then again, like I stated previously, even taking painkillers can cause addictive behavior. If you cut them off, that they will be aggressive. So there is no scientific fact that aggression is related to taking steroids in general. And I believe it was Rebecca that stated that if you take steroids, like BAM, you're gonna increase your chances of disease. It will increase your percentage of getting cancer. However, if you stop, your lungs will recover. Your body has a recovery mechanism in it to come back and level your body out. And basically, going on morals, you guys state that it's unfair, it's this and that. Why is it unfair when anyone can get advantages from it? It's just like studying. Someone who studies basically has more of an advantage than to getting an A on a test, whereas someone that doesn't study and doesn't do anything. Steroids and Olympics is unfair and illegal, and yes, this is true, because right now, not everyone can take that steroid not everyone can take the steroids to have the benefits that someone else had. Trainers are not doctors in another sense. They might give you steroids to take. You don't know if they are good for you or if not. They just want you to become better. However, if you have a doctor monitoring you, they can tell you how much to take, what's safe to take, what's not safe to take. And it is true that steroids have killed people in the past, but there are a lot of things that can kill you. For instance, drinking too much water can drown you internally, which kills you. So, in conclusion, we have proven that based on a scientific standpoint, not morals, that it will be in no way unfavorable for athletes to take steroids.
Yeah.
Thank you, I'll be here all night.
Oh yeah, you can handle my theme music. But I'd like to point out something very important that my opponent right here has. His article that he quoted from earlier, I will quote something that it says in bold letters at the bottom. It says that steroids cause increased aggressiveness and psychotic episodes.
Right there in bold it says that.
So I'd also like to give a shout out to Tony, best physics teacher alive. Give it up for Nebraska. Give it up. All right, here we go. I'm closing for Clean and Mean. Throughout this debate, our team has provided significant evidence regarding the effects of steroid use in athletes. We've shown the major and minor effects of these drugs on the athletes that use them, as well as the people that surround them. The opposing team may feel that drugs and sports are beneficial to athletes, but clearly the negative physical side effects, as well as mental side effects, clearly outweigh the positive physical gains. Athletes should not have to risk death just to get bigger and stronger. All the time and effort that would be put into banning steroids would be worth saving athletes and their loved ones from severe physical and mental side effects. They need rules against doping as protection from others and from their own inherent competition nature that drives them. Numerous studies provide evidence of possible dangers associated with them, including increased risk of heart disease and increased estrogen concentrations in men. We don't want no shemales. Thus, it appears that the risks far outweigh the benefits. It is also important to note that International Olympic Committee, the National Collegiate Association, Athletic Association, the NCAA, and the NFL all ban the use of steroid precursors, and the use of these supplements can be detected in any of their drug tests. The key to performance is healthy diet and well-developed training program. There's no quick fix or shortcut to success. It is important that athletic trainers are able to educate athletes about the dangers of drugs in sports so they may continue to perform at an optimal level in a safe and healthy manner. But you know what? Why don't we just allow drugs to be used in sports? In fact, let's legalize all drugs. They don't seem to be harmful. The crackheads are killing and stealing to get a fix, but that's not a problem. They can kill and steal. Why not? So if we're going to legalize drugs in sports, how are we going to define which ones are good and which ones aren't? They all have harmful effects, so just make it easy. Keep the use of drugs in sports banned. Therefore, we'd like to performance-enhancing drugs should be banned to protect all athletes involved in the competition. Thank you. And peace out. A-Town down.
That was the last one.
Oh, yeah. Give it up to our audience. Anyone have any questions? Just state their name or anything. You, sir, right there. You have a question?
Yeah, let me get this straightened out real quick. I got a question.
Anyone else have one off the bat right now? Anyone?
So what just happened?
A question? Anyone? Anyone at all?
Don't be shy, guys.
Come on, just state your name. Anyone else?
What was your name, sir?
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Okay, thank you. We'll have a nice day.